This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Friend Without Benefits, where the only benefit you are getting out of this podcast is listening to two friends talk shit for an hour every single week.
Wait, so what benefits are we getting?
Well, this week we actually got the mics to work and it didn't take us 2 hours.
Fingers crossed, we don't know if they're actually recording, so we'll see. Before we get started, don't forget to follow our Instagram page at Friends Without Benefits with an extra S on the end. Here you'll be able to find exclusive bonus content from our podcast each week, and you'll also find out what special guests will be joining us ahead of time.
Over on the Friends Without Benefits Instagram, you can DM us any juicy dilemmas, questions or confessions for a chance to be featured on the podcast in our messy group chat segment.
You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you'll be able to watch the best bits of each episode.
Now that's all done, let's get into the podcast.
And you'll find your fire exits to your left and to your right. I feel like before we actually get started, we need to address the elephant in the room. The big E. Oh my god, it actually is the big E.
Oh my god, it actually
the
is.
The big EA.
Entirely accurate.
Do you want to start?
People might actually not know. Because it was 2 years ago. So some people might not know what it was.
Yeah, maybe not. For those of you that don't actually know, me, Anna and Haz had a podcast called Entirely Accurate just before COVID. Oh my god, it stopped because of COVID.
That's why, yeah, we couldn't go into the recording studio anymore, yeah. So we had to stop.
We did... Did we do a season or did we do a season and a half? I feel like we...
No, I think we just did one season.
Did one season.
Yeah.
We did a season of the podcast and we were filming it in the studios in London. Obviously, at that point, it's not obvious. I feel like I'm talking to a new audience. For those of you who don't know, me and Haz live together in London. Anna practically lived with us as well.
Rent-free. Lucky me.
Rent-free. Shelf in the fridge. All the rest of it. We actually had a podcast, but the studio we were filming in was in Kensington in London. And then... the pandemic just came around and we could no longer go into the studio. It just sort of messed a bunch of things up. And then we'd wrapped the season already. So it was like we wanted to start a new season, make it bigger and better. But then we couldn't. We could have done another season of Entirely Accurate. We could have done it from home.
I feel like we tried to do something once on Zoom, but it just didn't really work.
I also feel like the reason we stopped that season and wanted to reinvent it a bit and we wanted to make it better, yeah, and we wanted to do more with it, but at that time we could have only kept it at the level that it was, if not a little bit less, because we weren't all going to be with each other.
Yeah, I agree.
And also, Haz is a fucking bitch.
She's left us.
She's left us. It's just the two of us. There's no drama before anyone even clips that and puts it anywhere. There's no drama. Haz was on the last podcast with us, but she wanted to do her own podcast. She's got a lot of exciting ideas for something. It is a podcast. I don't want to say too much because it's not my thing to be talking about, but Haz is working on something that's really exciting, that is very much her, that just would have been better for her to do on her own. And once it's all done and out and everything, it'll make a lot of sense. But for now, I mean, she'll come on as a guest, but for now you're stuck with just me and Anna.
Sorry about it.
But as opposed to Entirely Accurate, I feel like we've got a lot more planning. Callum and Fryer, bless them, have done the most. Like, they really have done the
most.
They
really have. They've done so much.
And hats off to them. It is... the plan is really good. So if we can now execute the plan that we've been given, I say we've been given, Anna has very much worked on it as well. The plan that I've been given, then it will be really good. We've got like segments and games, and whereas Entirely Accurate just felt very gossipy and just us talking between us, we've got some sort of structure to this one. Not that Entirely Accurate were bad, it's still going to be very personable. You're still going to hear all the gossip, all the exclusive tea. But yeah, we've got some things lined up that are going to be great, hopefully.
This first episode is going to be a lot better than... Do you remember the first time we filmed Entirely Accurate? We recorded this whole episode and I actually don't remember... Was it my birthday story that we told? my 19th birthday. Yeah, we told this story, this massive long story, and then we had to sit in a room with all of our management and listen to it back. And at the time when we were telling the story, I really didn't think anything into it at all. I was just like, oh yeah, that's completely fine, like it can go out, because I kind of just forgot what I'd said. And then we listened to it back with a couple of like people in the room who like I really wish didn't hear that story, and they were like, you absolutely cannot put that.
Yeah, well, they give us an ultimatum, like, we could have posted it, but then they were like, but these are going to be the consequences.
And they were quite, like, big consequences.
I think as well, we were, like, when I look back, that were 2 years ago, we were quite, like, we were all still young now.
But, I was
like,
18.
We were a lot younger, and I just feel like,
no, guys, like 19, yeah.
When I say it, we're, like, explicit.
You went into so much detail. I kind of kept it, like, I was like, okay, there's a limit of what I can say, but you just let loose.
Babe, it literally was, like, audio porn. Like, maybe, we don't even have that recorded. In fact, that'll be somewhere. We've got to send it on an email or something. Yeah, that'll be somewhere. I'd love to listen to it back now, because I feel like it would be one of them things where, at the moment, I thought it was fun, and, like, not even fun. The experience was fun. It was funny. Like, we all had such a laugh, and, like,
at the time, we were all a bit like, oh, my God, like, we can't post this. This is so sad. But, like, actually looking back now, I'm so glad we did not post that episode.
I feel like it'll get towards that level on this podcast.
Oh yeah, I think it will too, but now we're actually of an age where, like, it's a little bit more like acceptable. Like, when we're telling that story I'm like under 20 years old, I don't think that's acceptable.
Yeah, it weren't great, guys, I can't lie. It really was not ideal, but we're past that. Entirely Accurate is buried and done. She's still there. If you want to go and listen to any of those episodes, feel free. I wouldn't recommend it, because
neither would I.
We have to record a new trailer for our podcast currently, and we listened to the old trailer for Entirely Accurate back, and it's 20 seconds.
It I got like 5 seconds down my spine in. I didn't listen to that podcast.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely not. Maybe don't listen to that, actually. Maybe
stick listening to this, please.
Yeah, stay listening to this one. Well, to give you a brief little update on what we've been doing and where we've been at for these past 2 weeks, I have been moving house.
Byron left me.
Anna is not best pleased by it. I can't lie. I've received a lot of not angry text messages.
You have
a
lot not.
It's more like when your mum says, I'm not angry, I'm disappointed. Anna's like, I don't care that you moved out, but also like...
I was just... very sad, that's all.
I think it was just a weird one. Like, we all knew it was happening, but then when it actually happened, like, we literally lived a few floors apart. We would walk up the stairs barefoot in, like, I've walked up to your flat in underwear before, just up the stairs, and in, like, literally, the fact that we can't do that now. And I literally live across the road.
Well, I was going to say, when I was walking back from yours last night, I realised how short the walk was. It actually took me about 2.5 minutes. Like, I'm not even joking.
The only bad thing about the walk is... I can no longer say to Anna, I've left, because she can see me leave my door. She can see me in my kitchen through the window.
We waved at each other the other day to test it out, and we could see each other.
You can, like, because of, we're both, like, a similar, both, like, a similar height. We both, like, a similar, like, the,
because you told me I'd shrunk earlier.
No, as in, like, the buildings, babe. Because of how, where my new kitchen window is and where Anna's kitchen window is, because it's, like, a similar height, you can see into each other's apartments, which is really great, apart from when I'm, like, yeah, babe, I've left, and she can literally see me not left. And then she can also see me the entire walk over. So if I say, yeah, I'm 2 minutes away, and she just sees that I've just left my flat, it's not, like, most ideal. But obviously it is ideal for the sake and for the simple fact that
Byron loves a good lie as well, so it might actually teach him to not lie.
Oh, babe, really? This is the attitude Anna's had since I've moved out, so we didn't know if
this podcast... I actually have got such an attitude with you the last, like, 2 weeks, and I don't actually know why. I actually do apologise. I don't know why.
Babe, me and Eva, I've been trying to work on myself and trying to get back into a routine of life, which, do you know what, I actually think I've done a really good job of. I actually think, I know it's only been a week and it sounds very...
No, compared to like
where I was a month ago. I think I am seeing a big difference, because more mentally, I feel like I'm in such a more clear, productive and just more motivated mindset, which obviously I can tell in my head when I wake up, like, I feel different. But then, like, I said to Lewis, I want people to tell me that I'm doing good. So I want him to tell me, and, like, I'm like, oh my God, I'm feeling a lot better. And he's like, babe, it's been 2 days. But in my head, I know how much better I feel.
So you just want people to be like, oh my God, Byron, you're doing so well. I'm so
happy
for you. Well,
no, but I want people to notice a positive change. Otherwise, then why the hell
am I
doing it?
No, I think there definitely is a for yourself.
I know, babe, yeah, I know I am. I am.
There definitely is a positive change. I have noticed a difference in you in the last week. I've been like, do you want to do something? You're like, no, I'm working. I'm like, when have those words ever come out of your mouth?
Yeah, babe, I feel like I'm getting myself into a routine. I want to have a normal...
Babe, was that weekend bender a part of your routine?
It was a weekend, babe. I can do whatever I want on weekends.
On a Friday and a Monday.
babe, I was traveling. No, I feel like I actually am working on getting like an actual routine. But long story short, I've moved house. The new routine started the minute I got my keys. I literally have been saying for months now, as soon as I'm out of this place and into the new one, I'm going to have a fresh start, fresh chapter, new beginnings, all the rest of it. And it's been really, really nice. However, Anna has been angry at me for moving out, but it's been done.
I have not been angry at you for moving out. I don't actually know why I've got such an attitude with you. I find it funny because I know I can get under your skin with it. Like, literally, I'll be like proper sassy with you on the phone. You'll always message me 10 seconds later saying, don't be like that.
Yeah, babe, because when your friends are saying that you've been horrible, I don't want to be horrible to my friends. Then I get offended and I panic, like thinking, oh my God, I feel like sometimes I am too much. And then I feel like,
you hit me with a low blow the other day, actually, that really upset me.
That was, looking back on that chat, that was funny. The timing of it, along with everything else that were going off at that moment.
I'm joking, I actually found it really funny.
Oh, fuck off then, I don't give a shit. Are you joking?
I just want to hear you tell me, you're like, yeah, I'm so sorry. Obviously, I can't repeat half the stuff I said to you.
No, but the conversation, we were talking about something to do with the podcast, and basically, I can't excuse the fact that I've not been the greatest at being on top of the shit with a podcast.
I was saying I was going to patch you out the artwork and say, oh, I got my blah, blah, blah.
So Anna were planning the announcement post and what we were going to do and everything, and she was saying to me that I've done nothing for it and all this stuff, like obviously bantering. And then she was like, can't wait to patch you out of the artwork. Oh, I said I'm not posting that photo on my feed, it don't match, just as a joke. And then Anna were like, can't wait to patch you out of the artwork. And then she said something about changing the name. What did you...
Changing the name to... Taking friends out the name or something, because all my friends left me when they got boyfriends.
Oh, yeah, that's what Anna said. And I said, babe, maybe you should take all the words out and just leave benefits, because that matches your aesthetic growing up. As a joke, like, it was a joke.
It's all right, babe. I hit Byron back with some proper low blows.
Babe, I had free school meals growing up as well. I'm not trying to be on my high horse. I just thought it was funny. Like, we just like to joke about things like that. But then Anna really did go from, like... That was some fire that it would put under her arse, and I literally had no response.
You were like, just give me 10 minutes. And I was like, 10 minutes? And then you tried to hit me with a really good one. Yeah. I was like, babe, it just gets so much worse for you down. I'll just stop.
Yeah, no. This energy that's been brought out since I moved home. Since I moved out, there's been a little shift in energy.
Do you like it?
What? Not being around you so much?
Yeah.
Babe. I feel like it's nice, the fact that like the apartment feels like mine. So like even last night when you guys came over, it was nice to like sit on my sofa and watch TV and all the rest of it. I want to do it when I weren't as tired. I'd been driving for 6 hours. Like, I want to actually have like a movie night and like have a lineup of movies that we're going to watch and like get snacks and then do it all properly. I feel like that space is so nice for doing stuff like that.
It was, the sofa was so comfy as well.
And the little lights by the TV, it reminds me of a cinema. The little lights.
I know,
I felt like
I was an Odeon.
Babe, with your slushy, your vodka slushy.
Started drinking.
Oh, God. I literally was just so tired. But speaking of moving out and all the rest of it, one great thing that came from all the stress of moving out is mine and Anna's mums finally met for the first time.
Oh, my God, they did. I forgot about that.
Babe, well, this is what I mean. You're talking about the friendship being one-sided, but you didn't remember that our mums met.
Babe.
Come on, babe. You've not done a graphic for the podcast. You forgot our mum and dad's met. Mum and dad's... That'd be rich.
That'd be really good. Where's my dad?
Oh God, here we go. So my mum came over to help me move out, and coincidentally, like, we didn't even realise that was the weekend that Anna's mum were coming over to stay. So Anna's mum would bring Atticus up, coming to stay for the weekend, and it just felt that it happened to be that was my weekend that my mum were free to come and help me move out. So we pulled up in the car park, and Anna, her mum and Atticus were walking down from the flat to get the bags out of their car as well. Like, for some reason, my mum lives an hour away. Julie lives how long away?
About three hours away,
but they arrived at the same time.
It took my mum 6 hours and took your mum 3 hours, didn't it?
Yeah, I don't know how that works. My mum was telling me she'd set off and she definitely hadn't, but that's besides the point. They met in the car park. It weren't how we planned. Like, I had the podcast sign, which actually you will see if you subscribe to our YouTube channel. This is the
We're pointing
sign.
At it right now.
My mum had it made for us and she brought it over. It was meant to be a surprise for Anna. My mum was like, don't tell her it's here. And then literally got out the car with a sign. Anna, her mum and Atticus are all stood there like, what's that in bubble wrap? But that is how they met. We went for Nando's that evening. Delicious.
I can't believe they actually only met though after like 5 years. Or maybe it is 6 years.
Maybe six.
We were discussing last night actually.
No, we weren't. Again, Anna was just attacking me again.
I was not attacking. Byron just loves to put me down. Go on, everyone hate on me. I was saying to him, I was like, do you actually think we would have met like, or would have been friends still if I hadn't have messaged him on Soccer 6 weekend, because I still don't remember doing it.
Oh, so I thought you were admitting to messaging me then, but you then follow it up by...
No, because
remember.
I still don't. I have absolutely no memory of doing it.
Why? How else would I have ended
up because
you're
there? Obsessed with my Instagram and the whole baby lips aesthetic, so you just wanted to come and meet me so bad.
Babe, don't be like that. You text babe. Me, a grand old underage drinker, saying, hi, I'm at Soccer 6. Everyone's here. Like, you should come down. Like, the only person I knew at that point was Jazz. Jazz Clough. It was the only person I knew at that point.
Did you not know Haz?
No. First time I met Haz, I thought she was like a viewer of Spencer's.
Like, oh, that's good.
No, I did. I didn't realize she was his girlfriend at the time. I thought she was a viewer of Spencer's. And I said to Jazz, I asked Jazz who she was. I didn't realise.
I've like vaguely remember from like looking back at pictures and stuff, but then I remember because I got really close with Haz from like that point onwards, and then Haz and Byron lived together in the same uni accommodation, and I remember coming up and apparently you were like, oh, I don't think I'm gonna like her. Like, you watched my videos and you were like, yeah, I really don't think I'm gonna vibe with that
no,
girl.
No, so what it was is me and Haz and Freya were all living together in student accommodation, so we like shared a floor, all had our own room, shared a floor. But we did spend a lot of time together, and then Haz were like, Anna's going to come up for the weekend. I was like, all right, cool, fine. But then in my head, I was panicking. I feel like I do this when I meet anyone. I plan the full experience in my head. I plan every conversation, what you're going to say, what I'm going to say. And I couldn't plan it with you, and I think it was stressing me out. I think I realised I'm a control freak. So, like, in my head, if something's not going my way, then my brain can't process it, and it makes me anxious and panic. So I literally couldn't think for the life of me what I would say to you, what conversations we'd have.
I don't remember what conversations we even had.
You slept in my room that night because we watched Love Island. Haz went to bed early.
Was that the first
night?
That
was the first time we ever met.
You have a video of that, don't you, on your Snapchat? I swear we watched it not that long ago.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't realise that was the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Haz went to bed early. Like, Haz fell asleep. So then we were like, well, we want to watch Love Island. We watched it in my room.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I didn't think I wouldn't get along with you. I literally just think in my head...
You just didn't think I had any personality because my whole Instagram was white. You remember? Yes, you did.
I just thought maybe like my sense of humour were very dark, twisted, bullshit. I was not like the other girls. And Anna was like all the other girls. So I thought maybe this, like, my quirky little quirks is not going to fit with this, like, plain Jane. But it worked. We literally watched Love Island that night and did a little photo shoot in the kitchen, all the rest of it.
Was that the first time I came up when we did the photo shoot? No, was it?
No.
With that little beautiful co-ord I had, the sunflower co-ord, and then we got some sunflowers from around the corner shop.
And then me and you had the same machine or pyjamas.
Oh my God, with the fairy lights. Yeah. Oh, my hair was in such better condition then. I found that picture the other day and it was actually pretty nice.
Yeah, no, to be fair, I think we still would have been friends. Like, looking back on it now, I think we would have been friends. It got brought up because I said to Freya, Freya was saying something to me about me owing her money, and I jokingly said, babe, you wouldn't have a job if it weren't for me. I was saying, you only met Anna because of me and Haz. And then she was like, I would have met Haz anyway, and that's how we got into the conversation. But either way, I'm mum and dad's... Oh my God!
Oh my God!
I'm just like...
Byron!
I'm a horrible person.
You actually are. You're such a bitch.
Our mums met for the first time. It was fine and dandy. We went to Nando's, all the rest of it.
North Everyone State, actually Manchester. Was meant to come, you know.
Yeah, no, we organised like a full mother's meeting bash.
And no one else turned up. I don't know where everyone else went.
Yeah, well, fake friends. Where has everyone been? Where has everyone been?
Where
including
everyone
myself.
Been? Retweet.
Milfstake Manny. Let's do a part two soon. We could do like, go on holiday somewhere that starts with an M, like Milfstake Milan, Milfstake Manny. We could make a full vlog series.
Milfstake
Marbella.
I think Marbella would be fun. Imagine them drinking together. Because your mum doesn't drink, does she? My mum doesn't drink either, so imagine.
Miami, Malibu.
Oh,
we
could do Maldives.
Oh, bloody hell, babe. That's a video for your channel.
Babe, come
on. Surprising the mums with the Maldives. The mums, it makes it sound like they're lesbian
If you
mums.
Guys subscribe to this podcast, we might be able to take the mums to the Maldives.
Go on, tag a friend. Share it with your friends.
Then share it on your story, I beg. Dying out YouTubers here.
Oh, God.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Speaking of moving out and all the rest of it and adult life, I feel like it leads us perfectly into a segment of this podcast that we're going to introduce, Kiss and Tell. Kiss and Tell is going to be a section on the podcast where we recommend something, we talk about something we've done recently that we want to kiss and tell everyone about. We want everyone to know about what we've been through, what we're doing, what we're using. Just either, it can be anything. It can be a product, it could be a TV show, it literally could be
anything.
I couldn't think of anything else.
Anything.
And my kiss and tell product, it is a product this week. I keep saying product. It is a product this week. And do you know what it is? It's some spray paint.
Babe, is it a product?
Babe, it's some spray paint. And it sounds very boring. And I swear for a first episode of a podcast, you'd expect me to come with like a juicy kiss and tell. Do you know what I mean?
I was waiting for something juicy, but it actually is very good, that spray paint.
The spray paint is incredible. I basically had a little upcycle DIY moment. I had like a candelabra type of thing that were black, and I got this spray paint from Dunelm, and it's
nice.
Literally incredible. I spread this black candelabra like a nice stony cream colour. Then I also got this one with like bits in it that gives you like a stone effect. And I bought this lamp. It were on sale. It were discounted. This like coppery gold type of lamp. It were really nice, but I just don't think the vibe would have fit in my apartment, but I love the shape of it. So I thought, on a whim, I'm going to buy this lamp and I'm going to try and spray paint it. It was £35, the lamp, which is not
cheap. That lamp
cheap.
Was £35.
Like, it's not cheap. And I thought to myself,
I think that's a bit steep.
I thought to myself, if I spray paint this lamp, I can't then take it back to Dunelm, like, hi, it's broke, but also, like, it's half spray painted. Like, this is a risk. I did it, and guys, I would never look back. I literally keep looking at things on the internet. I'm trying to find some bar stools right now. Kept trying to find bar stools, but all the legs of them were either silver or gold. And I keep thinking to myself, do I just do it and spray them?
What, you want to spray paint? Oh,
I want to spray paint everything.
I wouldn't spray paint bar stools.
I want to do everything.
But I'm like, no, just get bar stools that match.
I know, I'm trying to find them. But like, that, honestly, I don't even know what it's called. Dunelm spray
paint.
It's
very nice.
The stone effect one, incredible.
It's on his Instagram if you want to go and have a look.
But hey, I'm on my Instagram, oh yeah.
Of course I am.
What's yours?
Well, the thing is, I've been sat here thinking, oh my God, what have I been using recently? And I actually cannot think of a single thing that I've been using. This is such a stupid thing to recommend.
Dr. Beckham. I need to get some.
It's so good because I have a white sofa, so does Byron. You won't hear the end of it because he actually cannot shut up about his new sofa. So,
Babe, do you know what? I'm proud of my home.
Babe, I'm very proud of my home as well.
Yeah, so let me enjoy this moment. Do you know when you first got your apartment and were decorating and stuff? We never heard the end of it either, babe.
Yes, you did.
We'll see about that.
The minute I moved out and I decorated my apartment, Byron was like, I hate you, I want to move out because I want your living room.
I think that's why I subconsciously did move out, because like since that moment, I can't be in my own living room because I didn't like it as much as yours. I either were moving in here or I were moving out. That's the only options I had.
I've recently been using this thing called Dr. Beckham, and it's actually carpet cleaner, but it works really, really well on the sofa. Oh my God, you actually must think about 40 years old. We recommended spray paint. And
first episode. Woo!
Oh my God, that's actually, I'm very sorry, but it's really, really good. I'm trying to think practical. And honestly, I'd highly recommend it.
Babe, Anna washes her clothes with it. She actually does never wash her clothes. Dr. Beckham out.
Byron, if you want to go on about washing your clothes, every time I would go into Byron's old room, you'd open his wardrobe and a mountain of clothes would fall out, and then he'd search through it to try and find something that he'd want to wear, that he'd push them back in.
Oh God, that were a bad time in my life. I've now got my own washing machine, which I did in fact have to pay for myself.
Byron, you had a washing machine in
the
other apartment.
Yeah, but babe, I didn't appreciate it because I didn't pay for it. Now I've paid for it, I want to get my money's worth. I'm doing a wash every now and then.
Oh my God, start paying for me to be a friend and you appreciate me more.
Babe.
Exactly.
I don't know what to say. Baby, you leave me stumped. You leave me flabbergasted.
Babe, I have no idea. You just look at me like, I just don't know what to say to you anymore.
God.
You guys aren't even going to recognise us anymore. Like, we are so organised now. We actually have sections of the podcast. Thank you very much, Freya, for sorting out all these little segments and subtitles. So welcome to the messy group chat, where you guys can send us dilemmas, you can send us confessions, icks, and we are going to discuss them here on our podcast and over on the Instagram, actually, if you do want to go and follow it. But I have a very good ick, because it's actually my ick as well.
Oh, God.
You already know what it is.
I feel like you, everything gives you an ick. I feel like you have like, oh, that's an ick. For every single
circumstance. No, so I'm a true believer in when like you're actually with someone and they do something that would normally give you the ick, it wouldn't give you the ick. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like I've actually never had an ick with someone. Like, I feel like I've never had an ick. I can understand what someone means by they've got an ick. Like, I do get it. But I feel like in the moment when I'm with someone one-on-one, I don't experience it as an ick. But then looking back, I probably would have thought, oh, that could have been a bit icky.
See, this is my ick. Backpacks.
Oh my God, babe, you do this every single time. This
is that's
targeted.
The top one that's come
this
up.
This is targeted every single time. I have it's a lovely targeted. Little Supreme backpack that is the comfiest thing in the world. So practical. It's got so many compartments inside. It's got like a little place for my SD cards. It's got a place for my crystal. I carry a little crystal in my bag. Got my laptop bar. It's literally the most practical, convenient backpack ever. And every time I wear it, which is very rare, I wear it when we're going traveling somewhere and I need to take my laptop. Anna always looks at me and says, what is the backpack? And I just think to myself, babe, you carry that little Jacquemus, try and get your MacBook in there. Try and carry your MacBook in there.
I've got a lovely little laptop case to carry and make me look official. Girl boss.
Babe, do you know what? It's just so practical. And I, honest to God, do not care. Kylie Jenner could walk up to me and say, what is that backpack? Trendsetter of all trendsetters.
Oh, babe, if Kylie Jenner walked up to you and said, take the backpack off, you know, you'd do whatever Kylie Jenner said. You know you would.
It's comfortable. I'd say, babe, try it on.
It's comfortable.
I'd say, try it on. It's comfortable, and that's not an ick. I feel like let people live.
No, I understand that they are comfy, like, and they're
and
practical.
Convenient, yeah.
And convenient, no, I completely get that. But even someone that I was speaking to literally a couple of days ago sent me a picture of the backpack, and I was like, oh my God. I was like, why have they got a backpack on?
But what is it about the backpack? Like, what
I
is
don't
it?
Know what it is. Like, I actually don't know what it is, but like, when you just imagine someone in your head with a backpack on, it just sends shivers down my spine.
See, I don't get it.
Me stood there with a backpack on.
Yeah, I don't get it. And what? You're very practical. Probably got a lot of things in that backpack. I want to look in your backpack.
What? No, you like, wouldn't fire in.
No, I don't. I think it might be because it reminds you of school. I feel like it might remind you of like boys in school. Yeah, because like when else have you been around multiple... I feel like you've had a bad experience. Did you ever watch Dora as a kid?
Dora the Explorer?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the backpack.
And she was like, backpack.
Yeah.
I feel like this is some underlying issue. You either have a lot of bad experiences with like multiple boys or in backpacks in your school, or some sort of Dora fiasco went wrong. Something's happened in
Dora
your past
fiasco.
Life. I feel like you need to get over it. I feel like we need to take you back to school shopping and we can go down the backpack aisle and we can just face your fears and get over your ex.
Byron, I think you should just leave me and my backpack ick alone, because quite a few of you actually have the same ick as me, which is backpacks. So we are no, we're all in this one together. And I actually do have another ick as well. So I think this is quite interesting and I want to know your view on it.
Babe, I love how you're letting me read these out.
Oh, babe, you didn't ask on your Instagram and everything Byron didn't do. I'm the organised one here. The other ick is this person gets the ick when the boys don't pay for the first date.
I think that's bad. I don't think that's an ick. I think that's like a very close-minded person.
I think in this day and age that we live in, I personally would split 50-50. I will always offer.
I don't even think you there's nothing wrong with someone paying for your food, but I feel like getting an ick over someone not paying for your food is a very, like, I feel like it's a very heteronormative, like, mindset that society.
Bloody hell, what words are coming out of your mouth?
Society has implemented... infiltrated on the
yeah it's
generations.
A very like it's yeah oh wow Byron that was very good
babe, I am David Attenborough babe I'm very
you're
very
gonna listen to that back and think oh my
Boris
god it sounds
Johnson.
Nothing like it
vote for the NHS not vote for the NHS
save the NHS
protect lives stay indoors
oh my god that was really good
babe I am Boris Johnson
ew someone's crop that segment and put it on TikTok
What did you even say? I can't remember.
About boys paying for the first date, I don't think they should. I think it's lovely when they do. And not just like boys, like girls, whatever. But I think it's lovely when they do. But I wouldn't go on a first date and expect someone to pay for my food.
I think it's a very big compliment. I feel like when someone does offer to pay for your food, you do think, oh my God, that's so sweet. Especially if it is a first date. But at the same time, I think then expecting, like, I think there's a level of arrogance expecting someone to pay for you. And I feel like if you're going on a first date and expecting someone to pay for you anyway, then like, why are you even going? Like, do you know what I mean? If you're going on a date to get to know someone, whether they pay for your food or not, it's like, shouldn't be even a thing. Like, it's like a wow compliment if they do offer to pay, but then don't go into it expecting them to pay. And then if they don't offer to pay, then you turn around and say, oh my God, it's give me the ick. Then I think that's a bit of like arrogance.
I think an ick is a bit far. It won't give me the ick.
Yeah.
At all.
I don't think I'd care. I literally would not even care. I feel like I'd be more panicking about the having to ask for the bill and then who brings up the conversation of who's paying or like, do you split it or what's happening?
Yeah.
Then I think that's what would give me more anxiety, not thinking, oh my God, that person didn't offer to pay.
Wow.
But you know what I mean? I've got a boyfriend now. Give me relationship advice. I'm here for you.
I'm on the way to getting a boyfriend.
That's why drinking resumed on a Monday night for you last night, babe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's going great.
Going to Starbucks in half an hour.
Ooh. Do you want to read one?
Yeah, go on, read. I think that's funny. Or you can just find another one.
This is why I don't think I'd get an ick, because I read it and I think this is the dumbest thing in the world. Who thinks of this? And if it happened in the moment, would you actually be processing it happening that slowly that you could even come up with these things? This one says, imagine him in the shower and dropping shampoo on his toe and it hurting him. Like, if someone's in the shower and drops shampoo on the foot, is that the first thing that's going to come to your head? Oh my God,
no,
imagine
seeing. I wouldn't personally sit and think like, oh my God. Like, that thing, but like, if it happened, I would think of it like, oh God. Like, I can't explain it.
I feel like my head is not, when like, if me and Lewis were in the shower and he dropped a bottle of shampoo on his toe, I wouldn't think, oof, I'd think, oh my God, fucking hell, did that hurt? Like,
yeah, but I think that's because you love him. And I feel like when you love someone, like, you just don't get the ick.
I don't feel like I don't know. I feel like if you or like Freya or anyone dropped shampoo on the foot in the shower, I won't think anything.
No, you know what?
I wouldn't think a single thought.
I think this was, someone said it to me in my video once, and it was something like, oh, imagine the boy you're speaking to, like, lying on their front in the bath with their legs up in the air. Sorry, that absolutely sends me. That, like, actually, just imagine.
I think it's just funny. Like, but who does that? And in what circumstance are you going to see someone doing that? And, like,
I think people cause their own problems, because when you think about that, it gives you the ick. But like, why would you even think about that in the first place?
I think people find reasons to get out of things, and I think the term ick has become popular now, so people are like, got the ick. Like, even on Love Island, they were using it to,
because I know,
they didn't
want
to track the person that they were with, don't want to sleep in a bed. Like, it's an easy way, it's a mutual understanding. Then if you say you've got the ick to someone,
to be fair, if
you're
talking about Priya, when she was saying that she got the ick,
oh yeah,
that did send me a little bit, because when he was like, she was like, oh, I like a cheese board, and he was like, that's fine, I can have tea and biscuits. I was thinking, oh my God, like,
what
it did
he say, like, his ideal first date is to go on a walk or something? He said something silly like that.
It was something about a cheese board, because he didn't like cheese and she does, and she was like, it's give me the ick.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I get him and I find him funny, and I'm not saying that I don't find it funny, because it is hilarious to read these things that people post on Twitter and stuff, but I just think, bloody hell, Bibes, get over it.
Byron's just such a nice person.
Babe. Oh, what? I've just read one that's absolutely just triggered something in my mind. Someone said, chewing loudly. The
Freya.
Absolute queen of chewing loudly. Freya Mathers. The loudest chewer I've ever known in my life. As a kid, I would get so wrong for doing that. Like, my dad would actually, don't even know if it's acceptable in this day and age. My dad would smack me in the mouth with the back of his hand. Not hard, but my dad would smack me in the back of my mouth if I were chewing loudly. And now I completely understand why that irritated him so much. Like,
it's
honest to God, is the one thing. And I don't know if it's because I've been conditioned now to know that it's not.
No,
right.
I think it's just like, I'm not saying, but I think it's just rude.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I'm not going to lie, like, when I'm sat with my mum does eat with her mouth open. I do as well sometimes. In the comfortability of my own home, like, when I'm, like, on my own. But, like, when you're chewing gum like that.
Oh, yeah. It's more chewing gum. Like, I feel like I don't really mind with food. Like, eat how you're going to eat. It's not an issue. But, Oh,
the Freya, I love you. By the way, we have said all of this to her face. Yeah. We're not slagging her off.
Honest to God, it just irritates me. It's just one of them things that absolutely irritates me. I got in an Uber the other day. First of all, booked an Uber on a street which is reasonable to book an Uber on. It's not like it were in the middle of like a main road. And I walked up to the top corner because it was like a street of shops. Walked up to the top corner of Deansgate so I could stand on the corner when the guy were coming over so I could like flag the taxi down so he knew which road to pull into. And as he came in the middle of the road, he like shrugged his shoulders and was shaking his head as if to be like I can't pull over here. And I was thinking, I'm not expecting you to pull over in the middle of the road, but I need, like, I started walking down the street, like, pull over down here. He pulled over, he was like, I can't stop in the middle of the road. And I was like, oh no, I was just showing you where I was so you knew, like, that I was the person getting in the car. Got in the car, he was chewing his gum so loud. I thought to myself, well, that was rude anyway, that encounter anyway. Like, I was getting in his car, I can't even pull over there. And I'm thinking, babe, that's why I carried on walking, and that's why you've not picked me up there. You've picked me up down the street, but it's a busy street. How do you know who you're picking up? Do you know what I mean? And then,
so, I mean, Byron's just so nice. He's helping the Uber drivers out.
Turned the loudest loudest rock music on ever, and it was watching me the entire time through his little rear view mirror, and going,
It's more the sound. You know what?
I literally were thinking, oh my God,
the sound just goes straight through me. Yeah. Like, it just makes me like curl up. I hate
That's
it.
That's what good pussy sounds like.
Ew, Byron.
What is that? That's a vine. That's a vine, isn't it? When he's...
Is it?
With the mac and cheese. Yeah, it is.
I've never seen that before. Babe, I'm too young for vine, like you said.
Oh, babe. Anna is literally 2 years younger. A year and like...
1 year younger.
A year and like some months. It's not...
Right now you're 21 and I'm 20.
And I'm 22 in 6 days, babe.
And I'm 21 in two, like, literally 7 weeks.
So it's like a year and like 3 months or something.
Babe, but what are you getting for my birthday? Gap,
my birthday's in 6 days, baby. But I've already got it wrapped, ready to rock and roll.
Babe, I know I'm getting you for your birthday. Billie Eilish concert tickets.
Oh, babe, don't even start. Back to moving out. I found the birthday card that Anna got me last year. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so cute. Not the cutest Moonpig card I've ever seen, can't lie. It did look like a big Chad on the front of it. But inside it said, for your birthday, we are going on holiday. And I'm sitting here, pasty pale, a year later, 6 days to being a year later, still have not seen this holiday.
Babe, you have reminded me a lot. You know, you've been moving, you've been busy, you've not been very happy.
Pandemic,
obviously, you know, couldn't travel.
Excuses.
Yeah, and then I actually got told that I was getting Billie Eilish concert tickets.
Which were booked. And refunded.
Right.
And now do you want to go and see Billie Eilish?
Oh, so now you're asking me if I want to go and see Billie Eilish.
Babe, so the thing is, Anna likes to do this thing where, oh my God, it's booked, it's happening, like, oh my God.
Oh, you actually took out your smirking. Wipe that fucking smirk off your face.
To get someone a holiday and write in the card, it should be a boarding pass.
Who else have I done that to? And watch your mouth.
Disney trip.
Are you joking?
I'm joking. Babe, weren't you meant to go to Disney how many years ago?
Yeah, babe, then it got cancelled for a year.
Oh, what a shame. Show me that receipt of booking confirmation.
All right, babe, we can put it in the little, what do you call it, bit on the YouTube.
I'm kidding. We couldn't go on holiday. Like, even if we wanted to, we couldn't have gone on holiday. It just weren't going to happen, didn't happen. And I'm expecting it this year. So,
babe, you'll get what you're given.
I hope that Ryanair flight's packaged up and ready to go.
Ryanair, where do you want to go?
Babe, I'm happy to go anywhere. Keep it in Europe. Why not?
Keep it in Europe? God, you don't think very big, do you?
Babe, I'm trying to save you some money. Stop complaining.
Babe, when have you ever tried to save me money before?
Oh, babe, give it a rest. When have you ever tried to save money?
Not you. The other day I was going, do you want to go shopping on Saturday in London? You went, yeah, little Cartier moment.
Oh, I was joking. It's my birthday. No, let me off.
You weren't joking.
I've been using the excuse of it's my birthday for like a month.
I know Haz does that as well. She's like, it's my birthday.
I literally have been using that excuse.
The whole of October really. Is my birthday as well, by the way.
It's your 21st, babe. Do what you want.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm dreading that.
Why?
I feel like it's a lot of pressure.
What, my 21st?
Yeah, well, actually, babe, my 21st was not even a pen, actually. The card's written in lip liner. We're going on holiday.
Babe, that is true because there wasn't a pen in the house. That was your fault because I was at your house.
So... How time comes around.
But the front of the card was banging.
Babe, the front of your card will be banging. I'll write, we're going on holiday. And never Babe, I'll write Maldives ? Las Vegas ? And you'll have to wait and see.
Do a tick box and let me tick which one I want to go to. Then I can give you it back.
Yeah, babe, and then I'll book it. And then we'll just hope another global pandemic comes around.
All right, babe.
On that note, I think we should wrap this podcast up here.
That is the end of episode one. I really hope you guys have enjoyed. We actually did just chat shit for an hour. So if you're expecting anything more, I do apologise.
Yeah, but don't get your expectations up. Like, maybe lower them a little bit. And then at least when we have guests and stuff on and when we introduce more of the segments, then it'll actually start making sense. But as of right now, I feel like we actually have just spoke shit. It's gone quite... I think it's gone quite good
considering we haven't done a podcast for 2 years.
Yeah, I feel like it's gone better than the first one of Entirely Accurate. And that is all we can aim for. And if we do that...
If it got any worse than that, there's actually no point doing a podcast.
It couldn't get any worse than that. So we're on a win. We're on a winner.
We would also love you guys to get involved. So please send your messages, questions, voice notes, dilemmas, and whatever else you want within reason to our email, friendwithoutbenefitsofficial@gmail.com, or drop us a DM over on our Instagram, friendwithoutbenefits with two S's.
Don't forget to also subscribe to the podcast on Acast Player, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you listen.
And if you could drop us a 5-star review as well, that would be amazing, because we are dying YouTubers and it will help other people find us.
And finally, for all the behind the scenes content, exclusive clips and a lot more, follow us on Instagram at friendswithoutbenefits with an extra S at the end.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.